In The Goal, a process of ongoing improvement, Goldratt presents an engaging business novel that follows a struggling manufacturing plant's journey to success. The book introduces essential principles of process improvement and the theory of constraints, vital for any organization aiming to optimize operations and achieve better outcomes. Using a fictional company's narrative, the novel demonstrates how these principles apply in real-world contexts, offering clear insights into process improvement fundamentals, such as identifying inefficiencies, reducing waste, and enhancing flow. The lessons aren't limited to manufacturing. They apply to any organization seeking to refine processes and boost competitiveness. The primary objective of a business: generating profits. The fundamental objective of any business is to generate profits. Though this may seem self-evident, it's essential to understand what this truly entails in practice. Profit generation hinges on enhancing the company's overall efficiency, which involves identifying bottlenecks, minimizing waste, and boosting productivity across all business aspects. A crucial concept in achieving this objective is the theory of constraints, which centers on pinpointing and addressing the bottlenecks limiting the business's productivity. By tackling these constraints, companies can improve their operations' overall flow, reduce waste, and enhance efficiency. Moreover, a vital aspect of generating profits in business is focusing on the customer. By delivering value to customers, businesses can boost their revenue and profits. This necessitates understanding customers' needs and expectations and adapting business operations accordingly. Ultimately, generating profits in business is about more than just increasing revenue. It also involves creating value for all stakeholders, including employees, customers, and shareholders. By emphasizing efficiency, customer satisfaction, and stakeholder value, businesses can attain long-term success and profitability. Embracing the theory of constraints, TOC. The theory of constraints, TOC, is a transformative management philosophy that emphasizes identifying and tackling bottlenecks constraining a system's productivity. This method necessitates comprehending the system's flow and pinpointing the weakest link or constraint hindering the system from realizing its full potential. TOC offers a comprehensive framework for enhancing a system's efficiency by addressing the constraints restricting its performance. This method consists of three crucial steps: recognizing the constraints, exploiting them to maximize their potential, and elevating them to eliminate them entirely. A deep understanding of the system and its processes is required to identify the constraints. Once they are recognized, the subsequent step is to exploit them by optimizing their performance and minimizing their impact on the system. Ultimately, the aim is to elevate the constraints by either removing them entirely or discovering ways to circumvent them. By concentrating on the constraints, TOC presents a systematic approach to process improvement that can be applied to various systems and organizations. This method enables businesses to identify and eradicate inefficiencies, minimize waste, and boost productivity, ultimately resulting in enhanced performance and profitability. Mastering the five steps of the TOC process. The theory of constraints, TOC, is a powerful management philosophy that delivers a framework for enhancing a system's efficiency by pinpointing and addressing its constraints. The TOC process encompasses five essential steps. Discover the system's constraints. The initial step is to recognize the constraints impeding the system's performance. This necessitates a profound comprehension of the system's processes and flow. Determine how to capitalize on the constraints. After identifying the constraints, the subsequent step is to optimize their performance to unleash their full potential. prioritize the constraints above all else. To ensure the success of step two, all other activities within the system must be subordinate to the decision made to capitalize on the constraints. Elevate the system's constraints. The objective is to either eradicate the constraints entirely or devise ways to navigate around them. Revisit step one if a constraint is resolved in step four. Once a constraint is eliminated or circumvented, the process recommences by discovering the next constraint hindering the system's performance. Throughput, the pivotal success metric. Throughput, the rate at which a system generates revenue via sales of products or services, signifies the money earned per unit of time by a system. The ultimate objective of any business is to maximize throughput, as it serves as the key indicator of success. Goldratt emphasizes that businesses ought to concentrate on boosting throughput rather than merely reducing costs or enhancing efficiency. While cost reduction and efficiency improvement hold significance, they should be regarded as supporting objectives to the main goal of increasing throughput. By centering efforts on raising throughput, businesses can prioritize actions that directly contribute to revenue generation and profitability. This may encompass refining processes, optimizing production schedules, or upgrading product quality to stimulate customer demand. In essence, by recognizing the critical role of throughput and prioritizing it as the foremost metric for gauging performance, businesses can make well-informed decisions and attain remarkable success in the marketplace. Inventory. Striking the balance between cash flow and stock. Inventory encompasses the goods and raw materials a business keeps on hand. Goldratt posits that inventory signifies the money tied up within the system and plays a crucial role in a business's success. While maintaining adequate inventory to satisfy customer demand is vital, excessive inventory can strain a business's financial resources. This occurs because inventory locks up cash flow that could be allocated to other aspects of the business. Effective inventory management entails striking the right balance between sufficient stock to fulfill customer demand and avoiding excess inventory that hampers cash flow. This demands meticulous planning, forecasting, and supply chain management to ensure optimal inventory levels. By lowering inventory levels, businesses can liberate cash flow for other uses, such as investing in new products, expanding the business, or reducing debt. Ultimately, proficient inventory management is essential for a business's financial success and enduring stability. Operational expense. Mastering cost management in transformation. Operational expenses are a critical component of any business's operations, encompassing the costs associated with transforming raw materials into finished goods. These costs include labor, energy, materials, and other necessary expenses to facilitate the transformation process. To enhance efficiency and profitability, businesses must effectively manage their operational expenses. This requires streamlining the transformation process, minimizing waste, and optimizing resource utilization, which in turn reduces operational expenses and bolsters the bottom line. One powerful method for curtailing operational expenses is the adoption of lean manufacturing principles. This approach focuses on identifying and eliminating waste in the transformation process, such as overproduction, waiting, and excess inventory. Embracing lean manufacturing practices enables businesses to decrease their operational expenses and strengthen their market competitiveness. In summary, proficient management of operational expenses is crucial for businesses aiming to optimize their operations and boost their profitability. Achieving harmony in the balanced plant. In the context of business, a plant refers to a manufacturing facility, and the concept of a balanced plant emphasizes the importance of harmonizing the workflow throughout the entire manufacturing process, from beginning to end. The objective is to ensure that no single workstation is overwhelmed with tasks, while others remain idle. Rather, work should be distributed evenly so that each workstation maintains a manageable workload, thereby preventing bottlenecks and enhancing efficiency. To accomplish a balanced plant, managers must comprehend the capacity of each workstation and devise a plan to allocate work equitably. This demands meticulous planning and resource management, encompassing personnel, equipment, and materials. By cultivating a balanced plant, companies can boost productivity and profitability while fostering a more positive work environment for their employees. Mastering flow with the drum buffer rope system. The drum buffer rope system is a strategic production planning and scheduling methodology designed to help organizations concentrate on the bottleneck or constraint within the production process. The drum symbolizes the bottleneck, with the schedule built around its capacity. The buffer serves to shield the constraint from disruptions or fluctuations, while the rope synchronizes production to align with customer demand. Crucially, the drum buffer rope system underscores the significance of flow in the production process. Instead of fixating on individual efficiencies, the system strives to optimize the flow of materials throughout the entire process. This results in reduced inventory levels, shortened lead times, and heightened customer satisfaction. Employing the DBR system enables organizations to pinpoint their constraints, streamline their production process, and enhance their overall efficiency. As a powerful instrument for bolstering operational performance, the system aids in realizing business goals. The pursuit of continuous improvement. Continuous improvement is a vital concept that empowers businesses to refine their operations over time. At its core, continuous improvement involves implementing small, incremental modifications to processes and procedures regularly, aiming to enhance efficiency, productivity, and quality. By prioritizing continuous improvement, businesses can maintain a competitive edge, constantly discovering innovative methods to optimize their operations and deliver greater value to customers. A commitment to excellence and an openness to change are key to continuous improvement. Fostering a culture of perpetual learning and enhancement, where employees are encouraged to share ideas and collaborate on new initiatives, is essential. This can encompass everything from adopting cutting-edge technology solutions to streamlining workflows and reducing waste. Embracing continuous improvement enables businesses to attain lasting success, ceaselessly refining their operations to meet evolving customer expectations and market demands. The power of collaboration and communication. Collaboration and communication are indispensable components for achieving continuous improvement in any organization. Collaborative efforts cultivate an environment of shared knowledge and expertise, enabling the identification of crucial issues and challenges that warrant attention. A collaborative approach also promotes inclusivity and fosters a sense of ownership among team members, enhancing their motivation to work towards common objectives. Effective communication is equally vital for continuous improvement, as it facilitates the clear and concise exchange of ideas, concerns, and feedback. Communication should be reciprocal, involving active listening and open dialogue. Transparent communication channels help build trust and rapport among team members, leading to better collaboration and more efficient problem-solving. Conclusion. In the fast-paced business landscape, continuous improvement has become a critical aspect of any successful organization. The concept of continuous improvement encompasses more than just enhancing efficiency or speed. It is about fostering a culture of learning and growth. By persistently assessing and refining processes, Organizations can improve efficiency, minimize waste, and boost profitability. Furthermore, continuous improvement enables organizations to remain competitive in an increasingly saturated market by stimulating innovation and creativity. It also encourages collaboration and communication among team members, dismantling silos and inspiring a shared sense of purpose. The objective of continuous improvement is not to attain perfection, but to relentlessly strive for excellence. It is a journey that demands commitment, patience, and a willingness to embrace change. As such, continuous improvement is not merely a strategy, but a mindset that should be embedded in the culture of every successful organization.